This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miley Cyrus tops the Hot 100. The Oscars nominations are here. Justin Bieber sells his music catalog. Doja Cat stuns at Paris Fashion Week. And Panic at the Disco is breaking up. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, January 24th. She can definitely buy her own flowers, as Miley Cyrus has debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Miley won the battle for number one on a week full of heat from other major acts. Her new single soars in as her second leader on the chart after Wrecking Ball reigned for 3 weeks in 2013. Elsewhere, SZA's Kill Bill holds on to number two. As Taylor's Anti-Hero falls to number three. Shakira's feisty new anthem, Bizarrap Music Sessions Volume 53, debuts at number nine. Get ready to get lifted at the Oscars because the nominations are here and include some of music's biggest names. Lift me up. Rihanna's Black Panther anthem, Lift Me Up, is up for Best Original Song at the 2023 Oscars. And the category is not shy of pop music royalty, as former Oscar winner Lady Gaga is nominated for Hold Your Hand from Top Gun Maverick. But don't you let go of my hand. Some pop star snubs seem to be The Weeknd's Avatar 2 ballad and Taylor Swift's contribution to Where the Crawdads Sing that received the nod at the Golden Globes. Other nominations include Natu Natu from RRR, and we spoke to the song's composer at the Golden Globes, where he took home the award.
What do you think it is about Natu Natu that made it connect with people so much?
The very originality of the song, the ethnic beats, and the energy, yeah. All of them.
In other music-related nods, Austin Butler grabbed a nomination for his role in Elvis. Justin Bieber just got cut a big old check to the tune of $200 million. When you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean? The Biebs is making bank by selling the rights to his music catalog. Justin made north of $200 million for forking over his shares of his publishing and recording catalog to Blackstone-backed Hypnosis Songs Capital. This includes over 290 titles released before December 31st, 2021. Justin's longtime manager, Scooter Braun, helped broker the deal and said in part, "For 15 years, I've been grateful to witness this journey, and today I am happy for all those involved. Justin's greatness is just beginning." The founder and CEO of Hypnosis said of the deal, "This acquisition ranks among the biggest deals ever made for an artist under the age of 70. Such is the power of this incredible catalog that has almost 82 million monthly listeners and over 30 billion streams on Spotify alone." Doja Cat, who is never afraid to be bold with her looks, stunned at Paris Fashion Week, covered in Swarovski crystals. Doja Cat turned heads on Monday when she arrived at the Schiaparelli Haute Couture show for Paris Fashion Week, covered in head-to-toe red jewels. The fashion house shared an Instagram post detailing the rapper's stunning ensemble writing. Doja Cat Couture in 30,000 Swarovski crystals applied by hand at the Schiaparelli Haute Couture show. Makeup artist Pat McGrath offered an even closer look at Doja's look, which she revealed took close to 5 hours to create, writing, "The final product was a magical, mesmerizing masterpiece of sparkling brilliance." Brendan Urie has announced the end of Panic at the Disco, but he does have a good reason why.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of? Closing a damn door, no.
Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie took to Instagram to announce that the band was coming to an end, writing in part, "I am going to bring this chapter of my life to an end and put my focus and energy on my family. And with that, Panic at the Disco will be no more." Urie is taking the time to focus on his wife as they expect their first child together. Brendan is the only original member of Panic at the Disco still in the band and peaked at number 4 on the Hot 100 with high hopes. Panic at the Disco will begin touring in Europe and the UK next month, and Urie says he looks forward to seeing everyone for one last run together.
Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.